KCW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Family members of the Menendez brothers holding a news conference as the Los Angeles District Attorney reviews their case. The brothers sentenced to life in prison without parole for killing their parents back in the 90s. But new evidence has been presented showing that they were sexually abused by their father, they said, attorney Mark Garagos.
It corroborates what the family members said was the very uncomfortable rule in that house that you could not go down the hallway if Jose was with one of the boys.
The DA could recommend to a court that the brothers receive new sentences. President Biden today called Ethel Kennedy a hero in her own right. The widow of Robert F. Kennedy died last week at the age of 96. Biden delivered one of the eulogies at her funeral. Israeli airstrikes pounding areas across Lebanon, killing at least 27 people over the past 24 hours. One of them, a city mayor who was at a meeting coordinating relief efforts. Dow's up 337 today. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion budget surplus. Wisconsin also has close to $2 billion in its rainy day fund. That's a record. Governor Evers says the extra money should be reinvested in the next state budget. Republicans have said they want to give the money back to taxpayers. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Kate Martin is Menominee City Clerk. She says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on election day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 9 to 5 Wisconsin and the Main Street Alliance are hosting a State Senate District Candidate Forum tonight for the 30th State Senate District. It starts at 6 p.m. at Hinterland Brewery in Ashwaubenon. Democratic candidate Jamie Wall has confirmed that he will be there. Republican Jim Rafter was invited but has not confirmed his attendance. Changes are coming to how the National Weather Service forecasts winter weather. They're getting rid of wind chill watches, advisories, and warnings, says meteorologist Justin Lowe.
They're switching over to something called extreme cold. So it doesn't matter if it's 30 below zero, just the temperature, or if the wind chill is 30 below zero. Either or, they're going to issue an extreme cold warning.
The National Weather Service will issue extreme cold warnings when temperatures reach 30 below freezing within a 12 to 36 hour period. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Badgers getting ready for the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers head to Illinois to face the Northwestern Wildcats Saturday. Wisconsin with a record of 4-2. Northwestern is 3-3. The Badgers lost to them last season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
It's a really solid football team. I think they do the things they do really well. You know, they're physical. They play well up front. I thought last year they controlled the line of scrimmage, and particularly better than any other game that we played last year. When I say they controlled the line of scrimmage, that's probably me not wanting to say that they dominated us up front on both sides of the ball, but in a lot of ways they dominate us up front on both sides of the ball in a lot of other areas.
NFL, the Packers have released their rookie place kicker, Braden Narrison. After just six games, Narrison was leading the league in missed field goals. They've signed veteran kicker Brandon McManus, who spent eight seasons with the Broncos before joining the Jaguars. The 49ers have signed former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson as a backup while their kicker recovers from a shoulder injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 30s. Sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, high low 60s. Sunny with the wind picking up for Friday, high upper 60s. A slight rain chance for Friday night and early Saturday. The weekend temps will stay mild. Currently 57 degrees.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 10/31/2024.
Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by my Thursday guest host, Tom Paulswitz, and our special guest, Joe Fox from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, talking about the youth vote ahead of the election.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy, happy hump day to us all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can be part of this fine production, 855-752-4842. Super jazz show for you today. Matt Rothschild in studio with us, of course, with the Progressive Magazine, formerly with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, author of the book, 12 Ways to Save Democracy in Wisconsin. Matt, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Tom. It's always great to be with you.
It is always a pleasure. Sorry for the hiccups here in the system, but we're working through some things. We appreciate your patience as well. Matt, before we get into this big show, which we're going to talk about some of the new Trump, the Kamala, we got some Esper. We have Congresswoman Gwen Moore going to join us at 4:30, and perhaps we will take you live to the Kamala Harris interview on the Fox Don't Call It News. But before we jump into it all, man, what, you got a new podcast coming out, man? We got to share it with the people. What's going on?
Well, I've got a new podcast on the Civic Media Network called Wisconsin Forward. I'm really happy to be doing it. The first episode just launched today. It's about the riddle of Wisconsin. Why are we such a schizophrenic state? And there's commentary in there by Todd Albaugh, the Todd Albaugh Show, Trigvi Olson, who's on there a lot, Jay Heck of Common Cause. And Charles Franklin, too, from Marquette Law School poll. And in the second episode, which is launching on Friday, it's all about this crazy presidential race we're dealing with right now. So there'll be more Charles Franklin on his polls. We took some of the content that you and I got from him right after that poll came out. And also some commentary from you and from Todd and from Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show about what's at stake here. And there's a lot at stake, as you know, and as your listeners know.
Absolutely. Wisconsin Forward podcast, a new podcast on the Civic Media Network with Matt Rothschild. Make sure you download the Civic Media app. You can check those out there as well. We got Jess working hard on the board, Aaron with a little backup, and of course our fair audience, 855-752-4842. Matt, it's been a little while. Let's get into it. The concerns that I have, and I think a lot of people have, as they watch the former president over the last, say, the last several days, seemingly getting darker and more rhetorical, dangerous in his speech, quite frankly. I mean, literally, quite frankly. And we have, you know, lots of former Trumpsters, of Trump cabinet members, former Trump employees, former Trump appointees, former lackeys for Trump. Lots of people coming out and expressing their concern over what Trump has been saying, what Trump has been doing. Before we get into the Esper and get your take on these things, Matt, I want to replay, just with your help, the Trump sound about what he would do if he were president. If you would play that one, please, Jess.
Are you expecting chaos on Election Day?
No, I don't think so. Not from the side that votes for Trump.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering if these outside agitators will start up on Election Day. Let's say you win. I mean, let's remember, you've got 50,000 Chinese nationals in this country in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You've got people on the terrorist watch list, 350 in the last couple of years. You've got, like you said, 13,000 murderers and 15,000 rapists.
Right?
What are you expecting? Joe Biden said he doesn't think it's going to be a peaceful Election Day.
Well, he doesn't have any idea what's happening in North Carolina. He spends most of his day sleeping.
Sounds like Trump.
I think the
sleep.
Bigger problem is the enemy from within.
What?
Not even the people that have come in and destroying our country. By the way, totally destroying our country. The towns, the villages, they're being inundated. But I don't think they're the problem in terms of Election Day. I think the bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're the and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military, because they can't let that happen.
You know, this is what I've been worried about Trump ever since he went down that escalator in 2015, that
yep.
This guy was a crypto fascist. Now the crypto's gone and he's just a total fascist. You know, he's just in full bloom here. You know, General Milley said he's a fascist to his core. And, you know, I never used to use the F word in public, even all those years when I was at the Progressive magazine, when people say, you know, this is a fascist country. I said, you know, if it's a fascist country, they'd barge down our doors and the Progressive wouldn't publish anymore. Or they'd come
right into
our studios here at Civic Media. You know, we're not a fascist country yet, but this is, you know, this is what a fascist sounds like. And for people out there who, you know, are still considering voting for Donald Trump, I really hope you'll take this seriously. This is a guy who wants to send the military after, you know, what he called, you know, lunatic lefties, radical lunatic lefties. Well, that's me, I guess. You know, I'm a democratic socialist. I've been a progressive my whole life. And he's talking about going after Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, you know, people who've criticized him from the other party. And this kind of rhetoric we've never heard from a president of the United States before, or from a candidate for the presidency before. And it can't be whisked under the rug. You know, this is a guy
right.
who wants to criminalize anyone who doesn't agree with him. And we haven't been there before, and we shouldn't get there, but we're a whisker from being there.
Bob Woodward's new book, War, has gotten a lot of attention. You mentioned the former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Milley. You know, when this guy comes up, and come on, he's a chairman, right? These are of all Army, Navy, you know, Space Force folks that are out there, the Air Force. He's the chairman of all this, right? He's got some input. He's got some experience. And when he says this guy is fascist to his core, when the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says that about the former president, do we need to take that, I mean, very, very seriously, Max? I get the feeling a lot of people are just saying, eh.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this shrug, this national shrug that's been going on since 2015. I mean, it's you're shrugging, you know, while you're walking past the graveyard here. It's not whistling, it's shrugging. And because, yeah, General Milley, chair of the Joint Chiefs, the highest ranking military official under the commander in chief, is warning us that we have someone so anti-democratic that he's fascist to the core. And what does fascism mean? I mean, maybe people think we're just throwing a word around. But in fascist dictators, people die. A lot of people die. People are kidnapped from their homes. They're sent into prisons. They're tortured. They're killed. That's what fascism is about. It happened in Chile where, you know, they killed tens of thousands and tortured tens of thousands more. And, of course, the Holocaust, where they, you know, killed 5 million Jews and a lot of other people, too, including LGBT. And so the idea that we can just blithely disregard what this guy's saying by saying, oh, he never delivers on his threat. He didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton. Well, the Justice Department looked into it, and fortunately, there were career Justice Department people who said there's no case there. But now with the Supreme Court immunity ruling, he can tell his Justice Department, I don't care what you say. I'm president of the United States. You go arrest Hillary Clinton, or you go arrest Schiff. You go arrest Pelosi. You go arrest Dom Salvia. You go shut down civic media. I mean, they can do anything they want.
What, Dom Salvia?
Well,
Dom Salvia
show? Very extreme.
855-752-4842. Well, it's not just Milley, and it's not just all these Republicans. I mean, Kamala Harris was on stage with like 100 Republicans at her rally today. It's also this guy Esper, former defense secretary, right? We have some sound from that. Jess, thank you for your hard work today. It's here what Esper had to say regarding Trump.
Do you fear that he would try to utilize the National Guard, the military, against U.S. citizens?
Yes, I do, of course, because I lived through that. And I saw over the summer of 2020 where President Trump and those around him wanted to use the National Guard in various capacities in cities such as Chicago and Portland and Seattle. And, of course, there was a moment in time, as you just described, where he, on that early date in June, where he wanted to bring in active duty military as well. So that's what equally concerns me about his comment, would be the use of the military in these types of things. Now, the good news is I don't believe he has the authority under the law to use the military unless there was some type of civil disobedience or insurrection, in which case that would be use of the Insurrection Act. But otherwise, these other roles that he's described in the past are law enforcement, and that is prescribed under the Posse Comitatus Act, so he would not be able to use it. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but this would be a good discussion to have. But my sense is his inclination is to use the military in these situations, whereas my view is that that's a bad role for the military. It should only be law enforcement taking those actions.
Yeah, but that's naive.
Just to hear a former defense secretary say that they are fearful that the president they served under, the commander-in-chief they served for, would use the U.S. military against U.S. citizens. I mean, you were in that role when he suggested shooting protesters before. Aren't you worried about who could be in that role when he suggests something like that potentially again?
Well, yes, I've said that on many occasions, Caitlin, that my concern is that last year of the first Trump term will look more like, or the first year of the second Trump term will look more like the last year of the first Trump term. I think President Trump has learned the key is getting people around you who will do your bidding, who will not push back, who will implement what you want to do. And I think he's talked about that. His acolytes have talked about that. I think loyalty will be the first litmus test.
I mean, the people who was talking about shooting, Trump was talking about shooting, were Black Lives Matter, peaceful protesters. The idea that Esper was expounding there that somehow this is going to be illegal, all Trump has to do is invoke the Insurrection Act, which he can do unilaterally, and then the troops are in the street. And then because of the U.S. Supreme Court decision, there's nothing anybody can do about that.
What a scary concept. The former Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, we have the former Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, all this week saying how concerned they are about the possibility of Donald Trump getting back into the White House and coming up with some reason, some justification in Trump's mind to go after the enemy from within. And I just got to say, as much as we've talked about Donald Trump and the MAGAs and the projection and gaslighting we've gotten, now, is this another projection? Because in my mind, if you're running for the presidency and you're talking about the enemy from within and the communist Pelosi and Adam Schiff and talking about sending the military after them in the same concept of knowing that we have a Supreme Court that said, hell yeah, you can send SEAL Team 6. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show, 855-757.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW. And on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior. And he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They have endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The reason why, oh, I can say.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Matt Rothschild in the studio. Jess is on the board. Congresswoman Gwen Moore going to join us at 4:30. But now we're reflecting and pondering the actual real threat as expressed to the American people by very high up individuals in the Trump administration, Esper and Milley.
Can't get higher types, up.
You know what I mean? Saying, yeah, I'd be very concerned about him, you know, calling for the Insurrection Act, and given the fact that he can now apparently, given this new immunity, order sealed Team 6 against his political rivals. I mean, that was a question literally brought up in the Supreme Court case, Matt. I have to think Trump heard it.
Yeah, and you know, the Supreme Court justice is the right wingers up there said, well, we're not interested in you know, this particular case. We want to deal with, you know, the long term hypothetical precedents that we're setting here. But actually, the hypotheticals are the real ones right now. What if he does do that? Right. And I mean, I got to say, it scares the bejesus out of me right now, how close Trump is to winning this election. It's a terrible indictment of where we are as a country, as a democracy, that half the voting public is prepared to elect a fascist. It's not unheard of in the history of the last 120 years. Hitler came to power democratically. Pinochet did not come to power democratically. He rolled the tanks. But, you know, fascists do come to power sometimes with democratic means, and then they throw democracy overboard. And that's what we're talking about. That's the worry that Milley expressed so dramatically and that Esper confirmed. And so when the two highest ranking members of the U.S. military, the defense secretary and the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, are saying this guy is a fascist, essentially, and Milley said it explicitly, yes, we've got to take note. I mean, we've got to do everything in our power nonviolently to prevent this guy from coming to power. That means talking to all your relatives, all your friends, make sure they're registered to vote and get them to the voting booth, because, or if they got absentee ballots, make sure you fill them out. I've got mine at home. I'm damn sure going to fill it out.
Make sure, get a plan to vote, man. 855-752-4842. 4842. Before we get to the call, there was an article from the Washington Post, and I'm not going to do the reading alouding, but Vance is out there falsely claiming that Trump didn't go after, quote-unquote, his enemies. And this article, this fact checker at the Washington Post, points out a dozen examples of Donald Trump doing exactly that. I mean, it's amazing how we forget, again, the projection from Donald Trump and MAGA. He sought the investigation of Hillary Clinton. Remember that? He scolded the Justice Department for failing to investigate Clinton. He called for investigation of Clinton and debunk Uranium One conspiracy theories. Right. Wanted to go after the Clinton Foundation, went after Andrew McCabe. Let's not forget about that. Demanded investigation into Barack Obama over the debunked Spygate claims. And on and on and on. I mean, there are very specific examples articulated by the Washington Post. 12 of them, a nice easy dozen for you, and there's probably more out there. When is it going to take folks to believe that when he says these things, he means them, Matt?
I don't know. I mean, people didn't believe him, you know, in 2015. They're not believing him now, and it's just being horribly naive, or just being wishful about it, or being foolish about it, or being blasé about it, and I don't know what is worse. This guy is telling us who he is. I mean, just in the last 48 hours, he's said he wants to go after Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and other lunatic lefties. Bernie, if I'm Bernie Sanders, I'm worried right now,
Yeah, and of course, that definition is subjective.
Bernie Sanders, I mean.
Right. AOC, I'm sure he'll go after her, too. Bernie's been Bernie's been in Wisconsin a lot. I love it when he comes here and talks to people about real economic issues and why people
and
should.
Talk about a guy who's been consistent on those very issues. It is Bernie Sanders. And the concerning thing, of course, is number one, there's no way to behave in a democracy. If there's a crime committed, then the justice will prevail, right? You investigate, you get the evidence, you get a grand jury, you get a prosecutor, wherever the case is. You don't just decide, look, Dom Salvi, he's too progressive. He's go take him out. Go arrest him for no reason because I don't like him saying things about me. That's not how we do things at all. And I don't get the inclination for someone to think that, that's totally fine. Yeah, the enemy from within, all those folks that, want to give people health care and feed the kids at school and have the clean water and the clean air and tax the corporations. Well, we can't have that.
Yeah, I mean, who is the enemy within? And it's always
Donald Trump.
The
projection.
This is the class. I mean, the classic was, first he came for the, communists, and I wasn't a communist. Then he came for the socialists. Then he came from the trade unions. I wasn't any one of them. Then he came for me, and there's no one there to help me because no one stood up for the communists, the socialists, and the trade unionists. I mean, that's what we're looking at right now. AOC, Bernie, Schiff, Pelosi, all those people, and Lord knows, if I'm MSNBC, I'm worried.
And anybody who doesn't prepare his burger properly, I mean, it's not just that. It's once you go down that road with guys like Trump and the fascists, it never ends. Let's get a quick caller in. Jim from Brookfield, you're up with Dom and Matt. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hello, Dom and Matt. Regarding the enemy from within comment from Mr. Trump, obviously he leads off with his Venezuelan gangs, and illegal aliens are going to be pounding out and knocking down the doors if Harris gets elected. But what I think was really telling is that he then, takes the next step and says, but even more scary is the enemy from within. And that's exactly what you said, Matt. This man is a fascist. He wants to eliminate, Mussolini and and company and that. Anybody who disagrees with him, he's even more afraid of the enemy from within than this bluster he's been talking about, the Venezuelan gangs and the illegal aliens. That's sort of a nod that, yeah, I've just been saying that, but I really, really want to be a fascist and get the people that disagree with me.
Yeah, and that, Mussolini, he jailed Antonio Gramsci, one of the great left-wing philosophers of that country. That's what would happen here.
Thank you for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. You can be part 855-752-4842. A big show to continue. Congresswoman Gwen Moore is stopping in, checking in with us. And Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to be interviewed on the Foxy Don't Call It News Network. That is scheduled for 5:00 Central. If that goes up, we will bring you the entirety of it as we can. I want to get the news out there as it happens, folks. Thank you for listening. Once again, Congresswoman Gwen Moore, she's coming up next. Stick around. When you come, oh, when you come.
listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least six Wisconsin poultry farms are giving away thousands of chickens after an Iowa-based processor suddenly closed last week. Farmers who need help can contact the Wisconsin Farm Center. People are concerned about the ways artificial intelligence can be misused. Joe Dooley is a policy manager for Google. He told the Wisconsin Legislative Task Force yesterday that protections are probably already covered by existing data privacy laws.
If it's illegal for any other company or technology mechanism to do it, it's probably also illegal for AI to do, you know, to cause the same harm.
This summer, the governor's AI task force recommended K-12 digital literacy training, help for people who lose their jobs to AI, and investing in more research. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. After meandering to different locations over the past 2 years, the Appleton Public Library is ready to make its last move, the one home. In May of 2022, the library started a $40 million renovation. All the books and services were moved to an empty Best Buy building. Then at the beginning of this year, they had to move again to East College Avenue. On November 25th, that temporary location will close as staff moves everything back to 225 North Oneida Street. The library will reopen in early 2025. After conducting a vice and narcotics search warrant, Oshkosh police arrest five people from a home in the 600 block of Seep Avenue. Police had received numerous complaints of drug activity at that address. The people arrested ranged in age from 33 to 40 years old. They were arrested on a variety of charges, including maintaining a drug dwelling, delivery of methamphetamine, possession of meth, possession of fentanyl, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor, activist, and Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo literally walked the walk in support of Native Americans voting. Ruffalo participated in a Walk to the Polls event with the Navajo Nation activist Allie Redhorse Young. The Oscar-nominated actor has supported Native American issues for years. Yahoo Entertainment reports that the walk took place in Fort Defiance, Arizona, and was 3 miles long. The purpose? To urge indigenous people in Arizona to go to the polls. You would think a high-profile gig like hosting the Oscars would not be hard to fill. It seems people who are good at it get tired of doing it, possibly because one joke can get you slapped in the face by an irrational actor husband. The search for a host for next spring's Oscars broadcast is on, and according to Deadline, Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds are being considered. The duo starred in the film Deadpool, which has become one of the highest-grossing films ever. Other celebrities being considered include Dwayne Johnson, Amy Poehler, and Will Ferrell. Billy Ferrell would have my vote. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 30s. Sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, high low 60s. Sunny with the wind picking up for Friday, high upper 60s. A slight rain chance for Friday night in early Saturday. The weekend temps will stay mild, currently 57 degrees.
Trying to find a place to stay in Green Bay for the big draft? Go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. Vacation rentals made simple. Our dedicated team of local experts have a passion for hospitality, creating seamless guest experiences for guests. Experience the NFL draft in a vacation home instead of a hotel room. With seamless check-in and check-out procedures and round-the-clock dedicated support, you'll enjoy the convenience of instant online booking at SimpleLifeRentals.com. Guaranteeing you a stress-free start to your vacation, SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, concerned about those crazy interest rates? We'll have Christine Ambrose to talk about what's going on and Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh.
Musician Joe Moss, who's performing at Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette.
Join us.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Super jazzed as hell to introduce to you my Congresswoman Gwen Moore from Wisconsin's 4th CD. Gwen, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show with Matt Rothschild.
Oh my goodness, it's been so long, Dom. I'm so glad to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. It has been a long time. It's always a pleasure to catch up. And since it's been so long, I got to get your impression. We're less than 3 weeks from this next election. How do you think the vice president is doing? And what do you think she needs to do to close it out in the next 3 weeks, Gwen?
You know, she has shown so much energy and breadth and depth of places that she's willing to speak. I thought going on Charlemagne Tha God, it was very bold, but she's been on The View. She's taking her message just everywhere. Just this afternoon, I saw her talking to a crowd of Republicans. And I think that she's been extremely transparent. And for all those folks who say that they're undecided and they need to get to know her better and so on and so forth, I think that there are some other issues. And I think she's been able to really, really clear things up with regard to wanting to be the president of everybody in a real fair way.
You say there's some other issues. What are some of those other issues?
Well, there's a lot of money being spent. Is this Matt?
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. You know, I think there are other issues. There's a great deal of money being spent by Trump supporters. I mean, those people who support the fossil fuel industry, the pharmaceutical industry. You need only look behind the curtain of donors, Elon Musk, a super quadruple billionaire. I don't even know how to say the number. Of the amount of money he had. And, you know, what we say is a little bit tells you what a whole lot means. These are the people that are airing these commercials saying Democrats, and you know, they only care about transgender people and so on, and creating a huge distraction. Debatable issues, legitimately debatable issues, and just magnifying them and exaggerating them and using that to divide people and to frighten people. And I think that we're fighting. So when you see gaps like in Wisconsin, you know, supposedly closing between our wonderful Senator Tammy Baldwin, for example, and Eric Hovde, this carpetbagger who... who had nefarious purposes for his airplane flights. when you see that, I mean, he's on tape saying that we have to cut Social Security, you know, and that he doesn't want women the right to choose, but he's being supported by, Tammy's being bombarded with lies and commercials and innuendo. She's sleeping with lobbyists at her girlfriend's house.
Yeah, terrible.
Know? Yeah, yeah. And you know, these are, this is not, you know, this is not something that could defeat Tammy Baldwin outright, but it's the margins that we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. It's the margins that they're going after. In Wisconsin, I mean, this is toss-up at this point. And let me pull up a little hefty chart that I copied from somewhere earlier today, if I can find it right quick. Wisconsin is supposedly a toss-up state at this point. Pennsylvania, a toss-up state, which that's a good thing for us. A half a point for Harris. Nevada, which is supposed to be, we won that last time. That's now a toss-up.
Yeah.
With Harris with only a half a point, or 0.35%. Wisconsin, you know, people thought we were doing real well. It's now a toss-up with Harris with a quarter of a point. Michigan, toss-up state with Trump, up by 0.05 points. North Carolina, Trump, up by 0.85 points. Georgia, Trump, up 1.1 points. In Arizona, Trump, up 1.45 points. So this thing, I think this says, as my sister Brenda would say, is more about us as people than it does about the candidates. Sure does.
Well, Congresswoman Matt Rothschild again, I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, what does it mean about our country that this election is so close, that half the voting population is preparing to vote for the likes of Donald Trump? How do you make sense of that?
Well, you know what? I don't want to disparage any of the voters at all. But I do think that we're coming up on an election where we have I'm prepared to say we got interference this time too, and it's coming through a lot of the social media platforms that really are designed to designed to distract and discourage and to provide disinformation. Like, for example, this notion that they're 20%, 25% of Black people aren't going to vote for Harris. I believe that is disinformation. But that's enough to discourage people and stop them from working, to get them to rethinking things. Because I think that, again, I think that the people with the greatest interests for Trump winning are doing what Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia is doing. You remember Governor Brian Kemp? I mean,
sure.
Yeah, he refused to follow Trump's order to decertify the votes in 2020, and he was subjected to all kind of ridicule, threats from Trump, and yet he says he's endorsing Trump and he's going to vote for Trump. And people ask him why. And he gave the best, most understandable answer that I think is out there. Because I've been confused by why anyone would vote for him. But he gave the best answer. And that was, well, I'm doing it for a business purpose.
Wow. And
so, yep. So for those people who want to protect the fossil fuel industry, you know, and don't want, climate change action, for those people who want to protect Big Pharma, and their profits and their stock buybacks, people who want to end abortion because of their religious or philosophical views on it,
mm-hmm.
You know, people who want to continue. We have $2 trillion that we spent on tax cuts. And no, the people who are listening, it did not help you. You know,
it did not trickle down.
It did not. You know, that $2 trillion, 80% of it went to the top 5%. You don't have to be a math genius to figure it out. Mm. It didn't help you. And they want to extend those tax cuts for corporations and add another $5 trillion to the debt. So when people say they're doing it for business reasons, they really mean it. And, and my challenge to people is, you know, ask yourself, what is your business reason for voting for anyone? I mean, are you interested in big pharma's stock buybacks, or are you interested in having grandmother get insulin for $35 a month?
Right.
What is your interest? Are you interested in restoring that child tax credit that cut poverty in half for not just poor children, but help middle class folks struggle with them? I mean, you got to buy school supplies up to and including you got to send toilet paper to the school for your kids these days. You know, do you want the child tax credit or do you want the tax credit extension for the top, you know, 1%? You know, what is your business? I mean, if, you know, Project 2025, I mean, it's exhausting.
They put a lot of work into it, Congresswoman.
Huh?
They put a lot of work into that. 900 pages articulating what they would do with a Trump presidency. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salve Show. Congresswoman Gwen Moore on the line. Matt Rothschild in the studio. Let's talk about that for a moment. I know it's the polls seem close. It's really, really difficult for me to understand or think that this would that Donald Trump could pull this off. But let's be positive, Gwen. What if the Democrats hold on to the Senate? The Democrats take the House. What if Kamala Harris gets into the White House? What would you like to see? You're going to have, you know, 2-year window to try to get through the issues and the policies and the legislation that you think would be important. Gwen, what would you like to see in that best case scenario?
You want to know something? I think that we should follow our president's Kamala Harris's lead. She has said she is really looking forward to the respite that everybody can get from the last 9 years of incivility, of chaos, of violence. I mean, we can start out by just taking a big, deep breath.
Right.
Get back to bipartisan working together so that people don't have to endure the threat of, you know, if you work with Democrats, you know, you're going to lose your position. I think of somebody like, what's his name? Mo Brooks of Alabama, that was just this staunch Trump supporters. And Trump tried to get him to have them overturn the election in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And when he couldn't do that, you know, Trump, you know, wouldn't endorse him and he lost his primary for the U.S. Senate. I mean, you know, and so I think that there are plenty of people, you know, like, you know, Liz Cheney, you know, these are people that were brave enough to lay down their life, their political career, in order not to follow Trump, but not many people were. So maybe we'll be able to work with the next class of Republicans that are elected or reelected that won't have the terror hanging over them. I'm really looking forward to Kamala Harris, you know, putting some Republicans in her cabinet. Although I do know that Biden did the same thing. He gave ambassadorships to trusted positions to Republicans. But I'm looking forward to more of a normalization. And really, being positive, I'm looking to some of this negative stuff not happening, like the Justice Department becoming an appendage of the Oval Office. You know, where, you know, the president can order the military, you know, to disrupt groups of peaceful protests and using, you know, violating the Posse Comitatus Act, where, you know, we're going to have, you know, aggressive stop and frisk. You know, I raised two black sons and I know the terror as a black mother that I felt whenever they were out past dark, you know, because of the policing strategies that Project 2025 wants to bring back. You know, as a mother and grandmother and great-grandmother of 3 granddaughters and 3 great-granddaughters, I don't want any young woman to be subjected to developing an infection and needing a DNC to save her life. That's a procedure that a lot of women get, you know, because they have infections and then find themselves because there's a nationwide ban on abortion.
And we know Donald Trump is very proud of the justices, the U.S. Supreme Court, the 3 that he put on overturning Roe versus Wade. Roe versus Wait, Congresswoman Gwen Moore, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We will check in with you.
Thing. I want that child tax credit
instead of
giving all our tax cuts to the giant corporations and big oil and big pharma.
Thank you, Gwen Moore. We'll be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find this Halloween.
Me thirsty.
Oh, hey, Frankenstein. Did you enjoy that Cabernet?
Oh, good. Want margarita?
Well, all the villagers are raving about this tequila.
Ooh.
And we have it at the lowest price in town.
Economical.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're gonna do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Gwen Moore, my congressman from the 4th CD here in Wisconsin, sticking around. Matt Rothschild in the studio as well. Gwen, thank you for sticking around for your time. Certainly appreciate it. Want to get your sense. We've seen now the vice president out on the campaign trail, obviously paying very close attention to Wisconsin and going out and doing it. As you mentioned, Charlemagne the God, lots of different varied news and interviews with different folks, and we see today she's going to be going on the Fox Don't Call It News. So I think what the concerns that the megas and the right have claimed they were so worried about with the vice president, she's addressing those. She's getting out in front and doing the quote unquote hard interviews. But by contrast, Congresswoman, the former president, he canceled 60 Minutes. He canceled CNBC. He went to Chicago Economic Club and with Bloomberg and you know, was asked a question, Gwen, about the breakup of Google, and responded with his concerns about voting rolls in Virginia. It just seems to me that there's one very serious, capable candidate in this race and one who's just running to stay out of prison, Gwen.
Well, Dom, that I think is what should give all of us hope. That there are, you know, there are people that we're never going to persuade. They don't care what the buffoonery around Trump is. You know, they're voting on their own business interests. Like I said, you know, there are people that are looking at their stock portfolio, and that's what's guiding them. And there are more of us that care about our personal freedoms, more of us that care about triggering a recession because of inequity will trigger that. And economists have told us that Trump's economic plan to enrich all these rich people will send us into a recession, you know? And then plus it will cut off all kinds of services and stuff to us. I mean, you know, just eviscerate the Department of Education, just to, you know, put the Justice Department under the thumbs of his presidency, get rid of civil servants, you know, I mean, people who inspect your food, to do your weather reports, you name it, and, yep, and fill them up with cronies. And so people have gotten, all we got to do is vote, Dom. All we got to, we can stop being scared. I don't know. And just let me say this as an aside. I don't know if I were with the Harris comms team that I would have suggested that she do all of these outreach. It was the Republicans demanding her to do all this media. And I don't want her to get it from the main thing by chasing all of this media, you know, because I think this is a great idea today that I'm on talking directly to people about the issues. I don't know that I need to go on some show about what really is not the news. I don't want her to get distracted because she's an excellent candidate. And for those people, I think we don't have any undecided voters. I think that we have got to rely on, you know, voters who don't vote regularly, maybe those who are very young and have never voted, to have some faith and belief in our country and to really understand that. And I get it. Inflation is too high, you know, but I want them to understand that that is not something that Biden did. I mean, we had a pandemic. We got wars in a place called the breadbasket of Europe, Ukraine. We've got oil supplies controlled by a place called Russia. And people are experiencing inflation all over the world. But the United States has the best economy in the world, and things are getting better. Just tie a knot and hold on, y'all. Tie a knot and hold on and vote. Take your last ounce of dignity and energy and get to the polls. I mean, the thing that's so frightening for Donald Trump right now is that Elon Musk, for all of his billions of dollars, has no more power than you do driving right now to go cast that vote. You know, early vote starts October 27th. You know, we have voter registration same day. We fought in the courts and got the drop boxes back. There's no excuse not to vote. And for people to say things have not gotten better, I think, you know, people just really need to stop and think that through. You know, were you better off 4 years ago than you are? I know 4 years ago, both of my sons are in the hospital with COVID on a ventilator near death. I know 4 years ago, we were hoarding toilet paper. People were getting evicted from their jobs. The restaurant industry almost collapsed. So just think about it, y'all. Come on, y'all. Let's stick together. There are more of us than there are rich people. We just need to vote.
Folks, that is my Congresswoman Gwen Moore from Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District. Gwen, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for coming around. We look forward to catching up again after the election. Go out, go vote, have a voting plan. Gwen, thanks again. We'll talk real soon.
Okay, Dan.
All right. Thank you, folks. Stick around. We have potentially, I believe we got the coverage of Vice President Kamala Harris, her interview on the Fox News. We got your calls as well, 855-752-4842.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the president of the Human Rights Campaign joins us at 10:33. J.R. Radcliffe in hour number two, and This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.